This is Christ the King Sunday, the festival where we celebrate the kingship of Jesus as he sits on his heavenly throne. And in our psalm today, we heard what kind of king we have, and then in our gospel text, how that king rules his subjects. I'd like to tell you a little bit about the King of Kings, the king that reigns in our lives. Listen closely how one writer described him in all his majesty. Jesus appeared in one of the dead spots of human history, when a vast world empire, Rome, was midway to self-destruction. Jesus was born in Bethlehem, the most bigoted, backwards, of the most rigidly ethnic culture of all time. Jesus grew up in Galilee, the hotbed of short tempers, revolutionary zealots of the most fierce and narrow nationalism. Jesus lived his life in a nation long past its prime, ruled by rigid religions, divided by racial ghettos, segregated into perfect apartheid, and bled by foreign exploitation. Occupation? Crossroads carpenter. Offices? None. Real estate or property holdings? None. Family? None. Education? Average village routines. Travel? Never more than 200 miles from his birthplace. Writings? None known. And then, while still a young man, the tide of public opinion turned against him. His enemies had him arrested. His friends deserted him. He was tried in a kangaroo court, condemned on the testimony of paid witnesses, executed with two felons, died by crucifixion on the town garbage dump, buried by charity. The most unlikely setting for the King of Kings. But he is the first among us. Christ, the man for all time, commanding in manner, compelling in message, conquering with compassion, challenging to a mission of ministry. It's ironic. The king we worship meets none of the expectations we have set in our minds of what a king would be like. Jesus is an unlikely king. He is a king who has none of the trappings of kingship. But he rules a kingdom vaster than any king on the earth would ever hope to rule. The psalmist says, "Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation." The king, according to the psalmist, is the rock, the foundation of salvation. It is Christ who has achieved salvation for you through his death and resurrection. It is through this King of Kings and only through him that salvation comes into our lives. It is because of Christ and his rule, his authority in our lives, that changes us from the people who dwell on ourselves to people who look to others. This king will sit on the throne of judgment, and he will separate the sheep from the goats, as our gospel lesson tells us. Dr. Richard Hoffler says in his book, The Divine Trap, in the parable of the sheep and the goats, Christ issues a warning in love. It's not a prescription, but a description. What's the difference? A prescription is something that we must do if we are to achieve a desired end. A description is a picture of the way things are or will be. Sheep and goats are not made sheep and goats by the judgment. They are only identified for what they are, Therefore, judgment reveals what has long been true. The deeds of mercy which the sheep performed were not works of merit, but examples and evidence of the fact that they were sheep, not goats. Therefore, judgment is not a threat of something to be feared in the future, but a warning that one day all people will be revealed for what they are now. The last day is not so much judgment day as it is verdict day. This is the surprising truth about judgment. It depends ultimately not on what we do or fail to do, but on what we are, sheep or goats. The psalmist goes on to tell us that those who praise the King, the rock of salvation, does so with shouts of thanksgiving. The psalmist says, "Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song." This King, according to the psalmist, should be honored in our lives with songs of thanksgiving. The way we honor this King with shouts of thanksgiving is the gifts of praise we give as we look around us to the needs of those who are feeling broken in this world. Jesus tells us in the gospel lesson, "Whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me." As we reach out to the hungry, the poor, the thirsty, as we welcome the stranger in our midst, as we clothe the naked, as we visit the sick, as we care for the widows, we are doing it to Christ. We are serving this King of Kings. It was interesting. Notice the sheep's response to Jesus by asking, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes to clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you?" The King will reply, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me." They do not remember doing good, because the sheep for them, being one who lives in service to others, becomes a way of life, a holy habit. So they don't realize they are serving Jesus. Dr. Heffler continues, "Jesus is pointing out in this parable of judgment that the final test is not doing good deeds, but being a good person, being a sheep and not a goat. That is, being the type of person for whom service to those in need is the natural expression of his or her lifestyle. Spontaneous service becomes a holy habit." Spontaneous means acting by internal impulse, unpremeditation, unguarded. We are to act without forethought, without conniving, without manipulating, without calculating, without thinking about what is our gain or control. This spontaneous action will then become a holy habit, a way of life. Jesus is saying it is not enough to love him, but our love for him is to be reflected in love for our neighbor. The story is told of a poor man who had a broken leg because of an accident and was unable to work on his farm for a very long time. And having a very large family to care for, he was in a little bit of a tricky situation. Someone decided it would be great to have a prayer meeting to pray for the family. People gathered at the church to pray. They asked God to help the family by feeding them and providing other necessities. Suddenly, there was a knock at the door, at the church door. Open it, they found a young farm boy who said, "My pa couldn't attend this meeting tonight, so he just sent his prayers in a wagon." They looked outside and saw the boy's wagon loaded with potatoes and meat and apples and pumpkins and many other produces from his farm. That boy's father knew what Jesus was talking about, giving spontaneously without counting the cost. Pure compassion, pure love. Spontaneous service is our response to the love of Christ. Spontaneous service is the lifestyle of one who is in Christ and in whom Christ's love dwells in them. Declaring a sheep on Judgment Day confirms a lifestyle one has been living. The King of Kings wants us to not only give spontaneously to others, but he also wants us to worship him. The psalmist is asking us to worship, to respect this King of Kings in our lives. In our worship of this King, we pray to him, we ask him, we thank him, we honor him with our prayers, with songs, with our very lives. And each time we come to worship, to praise, we communicate with him. He reminds us repeatedly that he cares and loves for each of you. He wants what is good for you. He knows your needs. This King has a profound knowledge of the needs of his subjects. This Good Shepherd has profound knowledge of the needs of his sheep. Because he knows, because he cares, we can and should put our lives into the care of this King of Kings. An aged monk said, "I need oil." So he planted an olive tree. Then he said, "Lord, my tree needs rain that it may drink and grow. So send gentle rain that it may grow." And the rain came. Then he prayed, "My tree needs sun." And the sun shone brightly upon it. Later the monk prayed, "Now send frost, Lord, to strengthen and brace the fibers of my tree." So the tree sparkled with frost, but it died. The monk told another monk of his experience with the tree, and the other monk said, "I too have planted an olive tree, and it thrives well. I never asked for rain or sunshine or frost. I just pray the Lord sends what it needs." The King of Kings will take care of us. He knows our needs, and in his majesty and in his mysterious ways, he will find and fill our needs. And he meets our needs because he knows his sheep. He knows each and every one of you. Maybe the following story is a good illustration. There was a shepherd boy in a village in India who daily drove his sheep to pasture. One day he was asked how many sheep he had. And the lad said, "I don't know. I'm unable to count." "Well, how then would you know at the end of the day if all the sheep are accounted for?" "I know each sheep by name," he replied. "And if any are missing, I know which one it is, and I call for it, and I search." On this Christ the King Sunday, we worship the King of Kings with song and praise. We allow him to care for us in word and sacrament. And as he does that, we reach out to those around us with his loving touch. For he is our God, and we are the people, the sheep of his pasture, the sheep of his hand. Oh, that today you would hearken to his voice. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.